in the precious name of Jesus. And welcome to the glory dome, the Lord's Garden of Abuja. Psalm 90 verse 14. Psalm 90 verse 14. Everybody read it loud. 1, 2, go. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Again, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. And finally, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name. That scripture is going to be somebody's experience this year. In fact, in somebody's life, that scripture is already being fulfilled. The year cannot go far until your expectations come to pass. Even January cannot go far until your expectations come to pass. As a church, January cannot end until our expectation comes to pass. As a nation, this month cannot end until our expectations come to pass. You believe that? Say loud, amen. Lift your right and say, Father, I believe that this year you shall satisfy me early. You remember the 31st night, we set papers on fire. And after the paper finished burning, what did we see? Smell. That was the spirit of delay. That was the spirit of sluggish motion. That was the spirit of stagnation that followed you all these years. This year, that spirit expired. Say amen like you mean it. Lift your hands, say, Father, as a person, as a family, as a church, as a nation, I shall be satisfied. We shall be satisfied early this year. We shall be satisfied early this year. We shall be satisfied early this year. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the louder amen. Shout the loudmost amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It shall happen very quickly. Want to dealing with the spell of delay. That is our charge unto prayer, dealing with the spell of delay. It also refers to secrets of speedy satisfaction. Secrets of speedy results. God is a God of progress. God is a God of speed. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more, further and further, unto the perfect day. Psalm 84 verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Those of us who appear before God, we are not permitted to be stagnant in life. They go from strength to strength. They go from level to level. They go from glory to glory. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 19, he said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." That word spring is a word of urgency. It shall come up urgently. It shall come up speedily. It shall come up expeditiously. And shall you not know it? It's a God of speed. A God of urgency. A God of acceleration. A God in motion. Not a God that is stagnated. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. "And they went forth and the Lord went with them. And they went forth and the Lord went with them. Confirming the word with signs and wonders following." Somebody is going forward today. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. You say, "But we all beholding us in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, from level to level, from face to face, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." So shall it be. My personal life is not at the same level this year like last year. This church is not at the same level this year like last year. And if anybody is associated, related, connected to this church, your life is not permitted to be at this level this year as it was last year. Spiritually, materially, socially, financially, maritally, and in every otherwise, you can never be at the same level. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your hands, say, "I am going forward speedily, urgently, by fire." How do we deal with the spell of delay? What is the secret of speed? Number one, existing with a strong, clear vision. Existing with a strong, clear vision. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. He said, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." A strong, clear vision. A strong, clear vision is secret of early satisfaction, a secret of acceleration, a secret of motion. A strong, clear vision destroys stagnation. It destroys it. A strong, clear vision of where you are going or where you think God wants you to go or where you are meant to reach in life, it destroys the power of stagnation. Did somebody say, here, say amen. What do you see? What do you see ahead of you? Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years, in the next 15 years, spiritually and otherwise? What do you see yourself at the end of this year? This afternoon, a young man visited me. He's a senior advocate of Nigeria. And I said, "What is the secret of where you are now?" He said, "Vision." He said many years ago, he was in the law school and he was sent on court attachment with one of the chambers in Lagos. It was a court attachment. And then he was in court where two lawyers were contending with each other. A big lawyer. And then this other lawyer made a submission. And the other one said to the judge, that man is talking out of ignorance. And that one looked at the judge and he said, can somebody who has a BA in law and a master's LLM, and on top of that, I have a PhD in law, and then a senior advocate of this noble profession, can such a one be termed ignorant? This small boy heard that and picked it. And the man made his case. And he picked it and he said, me too. One day I will have a bachelor in law, a master's in law, a doctorate in law, and I will also be a senior advocate. So he finished and then has his bachelor's and then has his master's and then had his PhD and then collected the form to fill for senior advocate. See, every time he collected a form, they shifted the standard. He will go for the standard. See, what is the requirement? You need so and so many cases. You need so. He will go for it. Until he clinched it. The vision of years. Bill Clinton was in the White House at the age of 17 and shook hands with J.F. Kennedy. And the vision to become president entered his heart at age 17. 20 years later, thereabout, the vision came to pass. Am I communicating at all? What you don't see, you cannot seize. Anything that does not cross your heart can't cross your life. Things don't happen by chance, they happen by choice. Take your seat. There is somebody here who is going to say, this year cannot pass like that. By the middle of this year, I should be at so and so level, spiritually and otherwise. By the last quarter of this year, I should be at so and so level, spiritually and otherwise. And whatever it takes, I will step in there. Don't fill your mind with the things that depress you. Fill your mind with those things that excite you. Don't let your mind be filled with where you are. Let your mind be filled with where you want to be. Am I communicating? Let your mind be filled with where you want to be. Let the walls of your imagination be occupied with the reality of where you are going. Imagine it until it appears like you are already there. Somebody heard something just now. Don't fill your mind with the things that depress you. Fill your mind with the things that excite you. Don't let your mind be filled with where you are. Let your mind be filled with where you are going, where you want to be. Existing with strong, clear vision. Where vision is lacking, motion must be lacking. Acceleration must be lacking. Speed must be lacking. Number two, breaking the spell of limitation by the power of God. Breaking the spell of limitation by the power of God. In Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, he said, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah and Israel. Israel and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what come this to do? And he said, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. That is, there are places and there are families and there are lives that the devil held down like this. He shouldn't lift his head. Held down like this. Or put a wedge. He shouldn't move forward. Let him remain there. So that no man did lift up his head. So you can see that in a whole family, no graduate. Nobody can be called a millionaire. Nobody important. He said, but what come this to do? And he said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to scatter them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. That is why we are here. That anything that says you shouldn't go forward before this fast is over, even tonight, the power of God will scatter it. Every force that say nobody should lift up their head out of your family and out of your community and out of our nation, the power of God will scatter it. Every force of darkness that says only shameful news should come out of Nigeria. The other time the news was the news of how the National Assembly was besieged in the eyes of the whole world, with armed people. Then the other time was when executive was presenting and people were shouting to the hearing of the whole world. And then negative news all the time. What
2019?
In the name of Jesus. Satisfy our citizens early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. In 2019, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, satisfy our nation Nigeria and our citizens early with your mercy. Satisfy us early. Early in 2019. Father, this year shall not go far before we see the evidence of your intervention, the evidence of your help, the evidence of your mercy, the evidence of your favor. This year shall not go far. By the power of the blood of Jesus.
Let every spell of delay.
On our nation, on Nigeria,
be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus.
Let every spell of stagnation on our nation, on Nigeria, be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every spell of delay, every spell of stagnation on our nation, on Nigeria, let it be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus, Lord. Let Peranina Magalayana Hasha, 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 Let Peranina Magalayana Hasha,
Messiah. Le peparani da galera la hasha. Reca sidi veroni sulla namina. Le paparanagala. Chata la lala. Repe talani. Che te linaia. Repe calina. Sala la lala. La chastana galea la hasha. Le perani da galea la hasha. Le pepere cassine da galea. Le parani da galea. La parate pisciola. Every spell of delay. Every spell of stagnation. On our nation. On Nigeria be broken. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Le perani da galea. La chastana galea. Le perani da galea. Calamari, repetosi, repetosi, le meragare la hasha, le paragare la hasha, le tose fece per la galera, racca sfida, colare la lascia, le perle a casa, mora galari, mora galari, che le verdiana, le peperina, la galera la hasha, le perrecce, fine meno, sala la, pecca, le meragare la hasha, every spell of delay, every spell of salvation, on our nation, on Nigeria, be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every spell of delay, every spell of submission on our nation, on Nigeria, be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus, Lord. Every spell of delay, of submission on our nation, on Nigeria, be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, every spell of delay, every spell of stagnation on our nation, on Nigeria, be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Letish, Labagash, Lemonoga, Leteteri, Ziminagaya, Leperinaga, Shimagalaya, Laparomini, Lepependa, Rekodea, Lemonaga, Leperini, Lamarada, Kidagalayana, Lamarondia, Leperini, Lipoporani, Ikalana, Lepepina, Rekemanaga, Lamaragadi, Lepeperinia, Ikagalana, Lamamaradaya, Lekeperi, Leberinaisha, Lamaragashi, Lepeperini, Leminagaga, Loporani, 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 Lemegaria, Lamaragada, Leke, Leperini, Lemegaria, the spell of delay, the spell of salvation on our nation, on Nigeria, be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Leberanayana, Leperanayana, Kanagalayana Lahasha. Yes, Lord, we give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. I believe that it is done. And I believe that before this week is over, there shall be evidence of speed. Say it louder, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Say it, believers, amen. We have testimonies come from across the nation. Someone testified and said, a particular person who confessed that he killed his mother, father, and some other person in the family, confessed publicly, and who sat on the destiny of the whole family, was among those he presented to God in the course of this season. And under 24 hours, that person was laid to rest. In the same manner tonight, this matter of speed, under 24 hours, anywhere they sat on your head and sat on your destiny and sat on your progress and sat on your future, Jehovah shall intervene and you shall have speed in the name of Jesus. And you shall be back to testify. Yesterday,
who were meant to make demands on strength, health, and vitality. But because of the many things we did, we couldn't do that. So we're going to take that now. A major reason for the fast is for strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Is anybody waiting on the Lord at all? They shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. And then verse 8. 58 verse 6. Is this not the fast? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. That you break every yoke. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. And your health shall spring forth speedily. Every affliction that followed you into this fast shall be buried. Every spirit of diabetes, hypertension, ulcer, cancer, urinary disease, inherited disease, short-sightedness, deafness, jalabagadaya, moving object in the body, internal heat condition, pelvic inflammatory disease, hepatitis, HIV, whatever followed you into this fast, they shall not follow you out of the fast. In the name of Jesus, every divine encounter you need, or surgery you need from the Almighty God to purge your system, I declare it released. Lift your voice now and say after me, say, Father, I ask for the supply of physical strength, health, and vitality for both me and my family, and for Dunamis and her members in 2019. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for the supply of physical strength and health and vitality for me, for my family, for Dunamis, for the members in 2019. In the name of Jesus, I receive the supply of physical strength, of health, of vitality, for me, for my family, for Dunami, for the members, for their family in 2019. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Physical health and vitality, the supply. The supply of physical health, the supply of strength, the supply of vitality for me, for my family, for Dunami, for the members, for their family in 2019. We receive it. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say for me, Father, I reject and refuse every trace of infirmity or affliction program for me and my family in 2019. I reject and refuse every trace of infirmity or affliction program for me, my family, Dunamis, the family, the families, the members. Now, that prayer you prayed very well, because there are people who are not sick now, and that is not you, and God forbid. But on their satanic timetable, sometime or God or something, they program something waiting for them, and it is not you, and it will never happen. So lift your voice, pray it with fire, say, Father,
In the name of Jesus, I reject, I refuse every trace of infirmity or affliction programmed for me, for my family, for Dunami and her members in 2019. In the name of Jesus, I reject, we reject, we refuse them by the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. I reject, I refuse every trace of infirmity, every trace of affliction, program for me, program for my family, program for Dunamis, program for the members in 2019. I reject, I refuse. I reject, I refuse, we reject, we refuse. It backfires to send us in the name of Jesus. We reject, we refuse. They backfire back to send us in the name of Jesus. Or affliction programmed for me, for my family, for Dunamis, for her members in 2019. We reject, we refuse them by the power of the blood of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we pray in accordance with His will, He hears us. Will you lift your hands and appreciate Him for answer to prayers? Appreciate Him for answer to prayers. While we are doing that appreciation, if you have a testimony that is not yet shared, please step forward here, that you want to share tonight as to what God has done, and then we'll take one that was already shared. Quickly, you step forward here and let's hear from you. God bless you. Lift your hands and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. We magnify your precious name. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. Let's take 5 minutes of celebration. We are saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Jehovah, thank you. We are saying thank you. Celebrate Him 3 minutes and then we shall be set to move. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Let's go.
We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are saying.
We are saying thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you.
Everybody
saying thank you.
Jesus, thank you. Oh, we are saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, everybody,
thank
you.
Hey,
so we are saying,
we are saying, thank you.
Everybody,
the Lord with a voice of triumph. And it was just someone here like that who had that within the last few days. A night passed. Quickly step forward and let's hear what the Lord has done for you. When and someone hearing voices, tonight marks the end of the voices. Like the demon of insanity is leaving you now. If you are that person, step forward as well. The voice. What did he say?
Trying to get mad or something like that.
Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands, people. Everywhere you are today, I take authority over every arrow of destruction and disaster. Out of that man's life. Get out! Out of that man's life. Out of that man's life. You demon of insanity. Your tenure expired. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, every wicked arrow. Every wicked arrow of destruction, you have no place in my body. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands up everywhere you are and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of evil, arrow of destruction, looking for me, backfire. In the name of Jesus, on your marks, get set, back to sender. Open your mouth and let it backfire. Back to sender. 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 Lete kesiki de magala yala la hasha la. Lete prede gala yala la hasha. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right and say, every demonic missile looking for me. In the name of Jesus, you are retrieved and refired back to sender. Now, open your mouth and pray. Every door the devil closed against you, tonight it is open. Every charm working against you, I'm speaking this prophetically, anywhere they did charm to work against your life, either against your marital life, financial life, even spiritual life, today this charm has spoiled. Hey! Shiga ba ya 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 ya. Ile kite ke tike peke tula ite shabadaya. Laya gadaga laya daya la hasha. Help them there. Help them. Help. Fire! Everywhere they have walked something that held that man there. Everywhere they have walked something that is working against your life, working against your destiny. Today it has spoiled. That charm has spoiled. That power has spoiled. And those who walked it against you, if they will not repent or leave you alone, they shall be laid to rest. Let me announce again. Everything they have tied anywhere against you or your family or your children or your loved one, every occultic work, every witchcraft work, every work of native doctors, working against you, working against your brothers, your children, your mother, your father, your loved one, every spell, every divination, every work of diabolism, today it has spoiled. Anything they have done to close your eyes so that you don't see the realities around you, today the spell is broken. Every spell on our nation, I declare that spell is broken. Every spell on your loved ones, the spell is broken. So shall it be in the name of the Father and of the Son. By the Holy Ghost. That spell that stole your favor, that spell is broken. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. And I declare that from the north and the south and the east and the west, what is yours, no devil shall steal. The system shall lose their peace and their sleep and their rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. As the days are going, let your expectation card be getting filled, especially the evangelism card. In the name of Jesus, one more time, every spell or charm that had worked against you, the power has spoiled. Early satisfaction is your portion. You return back tomorrow with the evidence that delay is over. Go forth with speed, and overnight, my God and your God give you tangible divine encounter, tangible supernatural encounters. In Jesus' name, so shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Go forth and restore with your testimony. In Jesus' name. What is your portion? Greater glory and greater glory. And greater glory. So shall it be.